12 Imams from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. The 12 Imams are the spiritual and political successors to Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, in the Twelver or Ithna Sharia branch of Shia Islam. According to the theology of Twelvers, the successor to Muhammad is an infallible human individual who not only rules over the community with justice, but also is able to keep and interpret the divine law and its esoteric meaning. The Prophet and Imam's words and deeds are a guide and model for the community to follow. As a result, they must be free from error and sin and must be chosen by divine decree or Nas through the Prophet. It is believed in Twelver and Ismaili Shia Islam that Aql, a divine wisdom, was the source of the souls of the Prophets and Imams and gave them esoteric knowledge, called Hikmah, and that their sufferings were a means of divine grace to their devotees. Although the Imam is not a recipient of divine revelation, he had a close relationship with God, through which God guides him and the Imam in turn guides the people. Imamid, or belief in the divine guide, is a fundamental belief in the Twelver and Ismaili branches of Shia Islam, and is based on the concept that God would not leave humanity without access to divine guidance. According to Twelvers, there is always an Imam of the age, who is a divinely appointed authority in all matters of faith and law in the Muslim community. Ali was the first Imam of this line, and in Twelvers' view, the rightful successor to the Prophet of Islam, followed by male descendants of Muhammad through his daughter Fatima Zahra. Each Imam was the son of the previous Imam, with the exception of Hussein ibn Ali, who was the brother of Hassan ibn Ali. The 12th and final Imam is Muhammad al-Mahdi, who is believed by Twelvers to be currently alive and hidden till he returns to bring justice to the world. The first Imam, Ali ibn Abu Talib, Abu al-Hassan. His Arabic title is Amir al-Mu'minin. His Turkish title is Brinke Ali. He was born 600 and passed away 661 of the Common Era, and according to the Islamic calendar, was born 23 before Hijrah, and died 40 after Hijrah. He was the first Imam and rightful successor of the Prophet of all Shia, however the Sunnis acknowledge him as the fourth Caliph as well. He holds a high position in almost all Sufi Muslim orders. The members of these orders trace their lineage to Muhammad through him. He was born in present-day Mecca, Saudi Arabia. He was assassinated by Abd al-Rahman ibn Muljam, a Kharijite in Kufa, who slashed him with a poisoned sword. He's buried at Imam Ali Mosque in Najaf, Iraq. The second Imam, Hassan ibn Ali Abu Muhammad. His Arabic title is Al-Murtaba. His Turkish title is Ikinki Ali. He was born 624 and passed away 680 of the Common Era, and according to the Islamic calendar, was born 3 and passed 50 after Hijrah. He was the eldest surviving grandson of Muhammad through Muhammad's daughter, Fatima Zahra. Hassan succeeded his father as the Caliph of Kufa on the basis of peace treaty with Muawiyah I. He relinquished control of Iraq following a reign of 7 months. He was born in present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. He was poisoned by his wife in Medina, Saudi Arabia, on the orders of Caliph Muawiyah. He was buried in Jannat al-Baqi. The third Imam, Hussein ibn Ali Abu Abdullah. His Arabic title is Sayyid al-Shuhada. His Turkish title is Ukunku Ali. He was born 626 and died 680 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 4 and died 61 after Hijrah. He was a grandson of Muhammad and brother of Hassan ibn Ali. Hussein opposed the validity of Caliph Yazid I. As a result, he and his family were later killed in the Battle of Karbala by Yazid's forces. After this incident, the commemoration of Hussein ibn Ali has become a central ritual in Shia identity. He was born in present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. He was killed and beheaded at the Battle of Karbala, buried at the Imam Hussein Shrine in Karbala, Iraq. The fourth Imam, Ali ibn al-Hussein, Abu Muhammad. His Arabic titles are Al-Sajjad and Zain al-Abidin. His Turkish title is Dordunku Ali. He was born 658 or 659, and passed away 712 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 38 and passed away 95 after Hijrah. He is the author of prayers in Sahifa al-Sajadiyah, which is known as the Psalm of the Household of the Prophet. He was born in present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to most Shia scholars, he was poisoned on the order of Caliph al-Walid I in Medina, Saudi Arabia. He's buried in Jannat al-Baqi. The fifth Imam, Muhammad ibn Ali Abu Ja'far. His Arabic title is Al-Bakr al-Ulum. His Turkish title is Besinki Ali. He was born 677 and passed away 732 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 57 and passed away 114 after Hijrah. Sunni and Shia sources both describe him as one of the early and most eminent legal scholars, teaching many students during his tenure. He was born in Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to some Shia scholars, he was poisoned by Ibrahim ibn Walid ibn Abdullah in Medina, Saudi Arabia, on the order of Caliph Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik. He's buried in Jannat al-Baqi. The sixth Imam, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Abu Abdullah. His Arabic title is Al-Sadiq. His Turkish title is Al-Tinki Ali. He was born 702 and passed away 765 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 83 and passed away 148 after Hijrah. He established Ja'fari jurisprudence and developed the theology of Shia. He instructed many scholars in different fields, including Abu Hanifa and Malik ibn Anas in fiqh, Wasil ibn Atta, Hisham ibn Hakam in Islamic theology, and Jabr in science and alchemy. He was born in Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to Shia sources, he was poisoned in Medina, Saudi Arabia on the order of Caliph al-Mansur. He's buried in Jannat al-Baqi. Seventh Imam, Musa ibn Ja'far, Abu al-Hasan I. His Arabic title is Al-Qadim, his Turkish title is Yadinki Ali. He was born 744 and passed away 799 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 128 and passed away 183 after Hijrah. He was the leader of the Shia community through the schism of Ismaili and other branches after the death of the former Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. He established a network of agents who collected khums in the Shia community of the Middle East and Greater Khorasan. He was born in present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. He was imprisoned and poisoned in Baghdad, Iraq, on the order of Caliph Harun al-Rashid. He was buried in the Ghazamain Shrine in Baghdad, Iraq. The eighth Imam, Ali ibn Musa, Abu al-Hasan II. His Arabic title is Al-Rida, his Turkish title is Seki Zinki Ali. He was born 765 and passed away 817 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 148 and passed away 203 after Hijrah. He was made crown prince by Caliph al-Mamun and famous for his discussions with both Muslim and non-Muslim religious scholars. He was born in present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to Shia sources, he was poisoned in Mashhad, Iran on the order of Caliph al-Mamun. He's buried in the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad. The ninth Imam, Muhammad ibn Ali Abu Ja'far. His Arabic titles are Al-Taqi and Al-Jawad. His Turkish title is Dokuzunku Ali. He was born 810 and passed away 835 of the Common Era. In the Islamic calendar, he was born 195 and passed away 220 after Hijrah. He is famous for his generosity and piety in the face of persecution by the Abbasid Caliphate. He was born present-day Medina, Saudi Arabia. He was poisoned by his wife Al-Mamun's daughter in Baghdad, Iraq, on the order of Caliph al-Mutasim. He's buried in the Ghazamain Shrine in Baghdad. The tenth Imam, Ali ibn Muhammad, Abu al-Hasan III. His Arabic titles are Al-Hadi and Al-Naki. His Turkish title is Onunku Ali. He was born 827 and passed away 868 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 212 and passed away 254 after Hijrah. He strengthened the network of deputies in the Shia community. He sent them instructions and received in turn financial contributions of the faithful from the khums and religious vows. He was born in Suraya, a village near Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to Shia sources, he was poisoned in Samarra, Iraq, on the order of Caliph al-Mutaz. He's buried in the Al-Askari Mosque in Samarra. 11th Imam, Hassan ibn Ali, Abu Muhammad. His Arabic title is Al-Askari. His Turkish title is Unbrinkiali. He was born 846 and passed away 874 of the Common Era. According to the Islamic calendar, he was born 232 and passed away 260 after Hijrah. For most of his life, the Abbasid Caliph Al-Mu'tamid placed restrictions on him after the death of his father. Repression of the Shia population was particularly high at the time due to their large size and growing power. He was born in Medina, Saudi Arabia. According to Shia, he was poisoned on the order of Al-Mu'tamid in Samarra, Iraq. He's buried in Al-Askari Mosque in Samarra. The 12th Imam, Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, Abu al-Qasim. His Arabic titles are Al-Hamadi and Al-Huja. His Turkish title is Onikinkiali. He was born 868 of the Common Era, and according to the Islamic calendar, 255 after Hijrah. His death is unknown. According to 12er doctrine, he is the current Imam and the promised Mahdi, a messianic figure who will return with Christ. He will re-establish the rightful governance of Islam and replete the earth with justice and peace. He was born in Samarra, Iraq. According to Shia doctrine, he has been living in the occultation since 872 of the Common Era and will continue as long as God wills it. Footnotes. The Imam's Arabic titles are used by the majority of Twelver Shia who use Arabic as a liturgical language, including the Asuli, Akhbari, and Shehi, and to a lesser extent, Alawi. Turkish titles are generally used by Alevi, a fringe Turkish Twelver group who make up around 10% of the world's Shia population. The titles for each Imam literally translate as First Ali, Second Ali, and so forth in the Turkish language.